What inspired you to write the book No Man's Land?
Well, in terms of Newfoundland history, that battle, of course, the Battle of Bomahan already stands out far and above any other military engagement. So it's a story that interests me for a long time. I had a cousin who died in the First World War. He wasn't in Bomahan, but you know, that probably was a factor as well. But I thought it was an interesting story to tell, and maybe even was somewhat surprised that nobody had undertaken it as a book before, as a novel before I ventured into it. So it was out of interest of that particular story, but also a general interest in World War I, which I had.
And when did you begin the project?
Well, the book was published in 1995, so I would have begun it three or four years prior to that. And I did a fair amount of research, probably just spent just as much time researching before actually beginning to write the book, just as much time as the writing itself. So I went, for example, to Bomahan, and that was in the early 90s, and spent some time there, traveled to London, to the Imperial War Museum, did some research there, and of course did a fair amount of research here in St. John's and the archives and other places.
So how long did it take you basically to complete the book, different drafts and everything you went through?
I would think it was probably written over about a year and a half, I would think. You know, and as with any book, you go through a number of drafts of any chapter. It's a relatively short book and takes place over just 30 hours in terms of, you know, the chronological dimension of the book. But it did require, as with any writing that I do, you know, a fair amount of rewriting as I move along. I was fortunate in that there was somebody still alive at the time that I completed the manuscript. Walter Tobin, who had been part of this battle, was the last survivor. And he was living in Maine at the time. I contacted him and asked him if he would read the manuscript, which he did, and made a few comments, and that prompted a few other changes. And the book was published in the spring of 1995.
So when was it decided to turn the book into a play with Rising Tide, and how did all that come about?
Well, that was a few years later. Donna Butt, having read the book, approached me and said, would you consider turning it into a play? And it was not something that I gave a great deal of thought to, actually, prior to that, even though I had done plays with Rising Tide before. But I thought, yeah, I would like to at least try this. I wasn't sure how well it could be done, because there's certain parts of the book I knew wouldn't translate very well to the stage, and it would be difficult, I think, for example, to have a full-fledged battle scene on stage. But I was willing to undertake it. I had a window of about 6 weeks to 2 months, and I plunged into it. A lot of it is taken directly from the book in terms of the dialogue and so on, but there are other additions to it as well. One thing Donna said is that we have a fair number of women in this theatrical company. There are not many women characters in this story as it unfolded in the novel. Could we have a few more for the stage? So, and that's one thing I enjoy about, you know, adapting a book, is that you can make changes, additions to it, keep the core of the story, and I think Don and I were on the same wavelength in terms of what is the essence of this story, but then be able to add to it in some ways. And so the character of the nurse, for example, is not in the book, but she plays a pretty important part in the play.
So have you been pleased with the way things have turned out with regards to the play and response that it's hit from that?
Oh, yes, tremendously so. And, you know, it opened up in 2001 and has played at the Trinity Festival every summer since to great response. You know, I was thinking, and perhaps Donna was thinking as well, that over time interest would wane, but it hasn't really, and they still get very strong audiences each summer, and it's toured in Newfoundland a couple times, and of course this spring is going on tour to Atlantic Canada and into Ontario. So the interest is still quite strong. And people, I find, are very moved by the piece. If you've seen the play, you know there's a lot to enjoy in terms of places that that you can laugh with the men as they're heading off and grouping together. But additionally, of course, there are some very, very serious moments. And people hold to the story, even teenagers, when they show up. You know, I've had the experience of being in the Arts and Culture Center in St. John's, for example, with 1,000 high school students, which is a challenging audience under most circumstances. But once the play starts, they get quite involved in it, and it holds them very well.